Are you ready to head down the path to an abundant retirement? We're tackling the topics of the mind of the modern retiree here on Navigating an Abundant Retirement Radio. And now your host, Carol Dewey.
Welcome back to Navigating Abundant Retirement Radio. I am your host, Carol Dewey. This week, we're diving into a topic that's near and dear to so many business owners: how to stop being the bottleneck in your business and start building something that runs without you. We'll talk about what it means to work on your business, not in it, why that distinction matters if you ever want to sell, scale, or simply step back, and how one client leveraged this shift to take a real vacation and build real equity at the same time. So let's get into it. I want to first start with the trap of technical expertise. Have you ever thought that knowing too much about your business might be holding you back? It sounds backwards, I know, but some of the most successful exits I've seen came from owners who weren't obsessed with doing the work. They were obsessed with growing the business. Carrie Kelsch, founder of A Plus Garage Doors, is a perfect example. She built a $70 million home services company without knowing how to fix a garage door. Why? Because she didn't get caught in the weeds. She hired people she could trust, built the systems, and focused her energy on what mattered: scaling the business. This is E-Myth 101, work on the business, not in it. And yet, how many business owners are still acting like glorified technicians with a payroll? If you're like many of our lifestyle and legacy clients, you're the rainmaker, the fixer, and the decision maker. But being the business doesn't make your business more valuable. It makes it vulnerable, which leads me to the fear of letting go and how to get past it. Now, maybe you're thinking, that's nice for Carrie, but my business is different. I can't just let go. People will take advantage. Things will fall through the cracks. Now, I recognize that fear is real, but here's the truth. Being indispensable doesn't protect your business. It traps you in it. It makes your company unscalable, unsellable, and ultimately unfulfilling. So how do you move beyond that fear? Carrie's strategy was brilliant. Phantom equity. She didn't give away ownership. She gave her key team members a stake in the company's success. This created alignment, accountability, and freed her up to do what only she could do: drive growth and vision. One of my clients, Jim, owned a high-end HVAC company. He couldn't imagine stepping away from the day-to-day operations. But once we helped him implement a phantom equity plan with his lead techs and service manager, not only did productivity go up, but so did profits. And he was finally able to take a vacation and get a premium valuation when he decided to sell. Now, if you're the chief everything officer, ask yourself, what is my plan to get out of the day-to-day without losing control or value? Which brings me to building your business as the asset. Too many entrepreneurs build a job, not a business. They measure success in income, not equity. But when you focus on building the business as an asset, everything changes. So what makes a business attractive to buyers, investors, and even heirs? That would be recurring revenue, documented systems, a team that functions without you, brand equity and differentiation, legal and tax structures that minimize transfer friction. Now, Carrie had all of that, and when private equity came calling in 2024, she walked away with the deal valued at $70 million while keeping a stake in the upside. Now, you may not be chasing a $70 million exit, but wouldn't it be nice to have the option to work because you want to, not because you have to? That's what we help our clients build with our lifestyle and legacy plan, a business that can grow, scale, and exit on your terms. So how do you begin working on, not in, your business today? How do you shift from technician to true business owner? Here are five things that you can start doing right now. First, inventory your hats. Make a list of every function you still personally manage, then rank them by strategic importance. Delegate or systematize the rest. Then identify your bottlenecks. What decisions, approvals, or tasks only you can do? Why? How can that change? Incentivize like an owner. Explore profit sharing, phantom equity, or performance bonuses to create alignment without giving away the farm. Systematize your value drivers. That might be sales processes, service delivery, client onboarding. These must be documented, delegated, and dependable. Then I would say get a real valuation, not a rule of thumb, not what your buddy thinks it's worth, but an actual assessment of value and value gaps so you can grow with clarity. Carla and Dean came to us thinking they had a $5 million business, but after our 21-point lifestyle and legacy assessment, we discovered their value gap was closer to $3.2 million. And almost all of it depended on Carla staying in the business full time. Today, they've made strategic hires, created internal SOPs, and are now tracking toward a sale that will allow them both to retire in the next 3 years. So what's the real measure of success here? At the end of the day, your business should serve your life, not the other way around. That means building something that can run, grow, and thrive without you. It also means having a roadmap, not just for operations, but for transition. Because eventually, whether by design or by default, you will exit. And whether that moment is fulfilling or frustrating depends on the choices you make now. If you're ready to start working on your business, not just in it, let's talk. Schedule your complimentary lifestyle and legacy assessment. Let's identify the gaps, the growth opportunities, and the next best move. Because your business is more than your income, it's your asset. And with the right strategy, it can be your legacy. Thanks for tuning in to Navigating Abundant Retirement Radio. If today's discussion struck a chord, especially about the difference between working in versus on your business, I have something special for you. You can download our free resource, The 8 Key Drivers of Company Value. It's a powerful guide that shows you what really drives business worth and how to shift your role as an owner to dramatically increase value without burning out. You can visit www.perpetualwealthfinancial.com or call us at 877-434-6243 to grab your copy and schedule a lifestyle and legacy assessment if you're ready to take action. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Until next time, navigate with intention, and we'll see you next week.
You should consult a financial advisor familiar with the specific circumstances of your unique financial situation before making any financial decisions. Nothing in this broadcast constitutes as a solicitation for the sale or purchase of any securities. Any mentioned rates of returns are historical or hypothetical in nature and are not a guarantee of future returns. Carol Dewey is an investment advisor representative of Perpetual Wealth Financial, a Florida registered investment advisor firm.